Well, maybe we'll come back. You might think of one in the meantime. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say, you better be good or the so-and-so will get you. Do you have some names for that?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you'd say too? Mm-hmm. How would you greet a friend on December 25th? What would you say on that day?
It's Christmas time.
Christmas time?
You live to see it.
Is there a certain phrase that you would use? Merry Christmas?
Yeah, that is good. Merry Christmas.
Are there any other words you might say? I mean, expressions that people say on that day?
Let me see. Yeah, I don't even know.
Okay, fine. Well, all I say is Merry Christmas, too. If you have a very heavy suitcase and you have to carry it from one place to the other, when you got there, you might say, boy, I'm glad I don't have to this very far.
Carry that very far.
Carry? Any other words? Oh, what do you call a creature with a very, very hard shell that lives in water? You can draw its four legs in and its head in.
I call him Cooler.
Cooler?
Yes.
Well, there are two of them.
So she'll cooler.
Okay, what do you call a similar creature that lives on the land?
What kind of creature?
One that looks, it's like a cooter that has a shell.
Oh, like the gopher, eh?
That's a gopher. What you call it?
Gopher.
Do you have any around here?
No,
that. Not close. It's some around, but it's way back over yonder.
I've never seen one. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Some people call them chitlins.
Chitlins. Is that what you'd call them?
Yes.
Can the insides of other animals be eaten?
No.
The chicken. Inside him, he's got to get it.
Get it in the middle, can be pretty chipmunk.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yuck. That's what I call it.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Let me see, what would you call it? You didn't know, you didn't. You're a man.
A chip?
Is that what you'd call it? What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?